Our final piece will be a work for chamber ensemble by Melissa Hui. She was born in Hong Kong and raised in Vancouver, Canada. She received her DMA from Yale University and MFA from California Institute of the Arts. Her mentors include Jacob Druckmann, Earl Kim, and Mel Powell. Initially inspired by the haunting music of the African Pygmies and Japanese Gagaku Court Orchestra, Hui says that she strives to create a personal music of ethereal beauty, intimate lyricism, and raucous violence. Her commissions include works for the Oregon Symphony, Vancouver Symphony Orchestra, Winnipeg Symphony Orchestra, Kronos Quartet, the St. Lawrence String Quartet, as well as many other groups, and a soundtrack for the Oscar-nominated documentary Sunrise Over Tiananmen Square. Her works have been performed throughout North America, Europe, Australia, and Asia. She is a founding member of the Common Sense Composers Collective. She is the recipient of a Guggenheim Fellowship in 1997 and a Frum Foundation Commission in 2000, as well as numerous grants and awards that include the grand prize of both the Canadian Broadcasting Company and De Maurier Young Composers Competitions in Canada, and finalist at the International Gaudeamus Competition in Amsterdam. Now living in Montreal, she was a member of the composition faculty at Stanford University from 1994 to 2004. Here's something Hui says about her work. "My music relies on a technique grounded in Western training, but the conception of my works is more resonant with the expressive intent and time perception of non-Western cultures." I think keeping that in mind as you listen to her music really helps you get into the right mood for it. From Dusk to Dawn is the piece we'll hear. It was composed in 1997 for flute, oboe, clarinet, two violins, viola, cello, and double bass. About this piece, Melissa Hui says, "I had in mind a two-movement work, a still, lyrical first movement with subtle shifts in harmony, followed by a bustling, lively second movement with restlessly shifting colors and rhythms. While working on the second movement, the work suggested otherwise, and from the midpoint of that movement, the work essentially goes backwards. The third movement thus reflects the first. For me, the subtle differences in harmonic and melodic coloring of the two outer movements suggest the parallels between that of pre-dawn light and twilight." Let's hear it now with the chamber ensemble conducted by Gary Kulesza.